Steve Zanoni is general manager of the Madison Concourse Hotel. He stands in the middle of an empty ballroom.
The second floor meeting space is where the majority of our conventions and meeting space is located.
Zanoni has struggled to fill the space recently as companies keep cutting back on conventions. That's hurt his bottom line. A lot.
We're very convention oriented, and we're, you know, our convention business makes up about 50 to 55% of our business. It's a big part of our business.
Convention spending has dropped in Wisconsin from $1.4 billion in 2008 to $1.2 billion in 2009. Kelly Trumbull is the state's Secretary of Tourism. She says convention spending nationwide began to fall back in September 2008.
Companies just started slashing their budgets and tightening their belts and really foregoing business travel.
Tourism officials have since launched a campaign aimed at CEOs called Meetings Mean Business for Wisconsin, urging them to hold more conventions in the state.
It will really help Wisconsin's economy, helps people keep their jobs here in Wisconsin. And, you know, we consider it to be a good economic stimulus initiative.
Nearly 290,000 people are employed in the hospitality industry in Wisconsin, and conventions make up about 10% of overall travel spending. Trumbull says so far the state has seen some gains this year, and she expects to see that continue. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.